Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington, welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Apparently Justin Bieber likes Metallica. Just to keep up, Dave Mustaine has promised backstage passes to all the guys from 98 Degrees. Here's the show.
I didn't realize 98 Degrees was still a band.
Were they ever a band? They were
a group. Yeah. You're right.
I think they're on the reunion tour circuit.
They might be.
Why not? What else?
Yeah, they were just doing something a few months ago. There was like this boy band resurgence.
Oh, the boy band combos? Were they comboing with New Kids on the Block? Who I was feet from at Sirius XM a few months ago.
Oh, really? All of them?
I talked about it on the show. Yeah, like they did like an interview segment where they invited like New Kids fans in to watch the segment and ask them questions.
Was it all like moms?
It was all middle-aged moms and dads. Mm. Like there was a middle-aged men
They're
that were very excited.
Now.
Yeah.
Sure. It's the 90s. You can do that.
It's past the 90s.
What?
So.
No,
yeah.
Stop.
It's the 2010s.
Stop.
It's true.
Still waiting for Y2K.
You missed it. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. We have a great show. Brendan Small of Death Clock going to be on the air with us in about half an hour.
Very excited.
He's going to be here to talk about their rock opera coming next week, their Clockpra. That's what we're going to ask him what Clockpra means.
I was going to ask you if you're just coining that word or did they...
No, that was in the official press release for the...
Wow.
I was wondering if you auditioned for it because you're a Thespian.
No, I didn't. There weren't any auditions that I knew of.
Oh.
The Doomstar Requiem is the name of the special, the one-hour special. In addition to that, we'll have some great chitta-chatta, some hoo-has.
Oh, yeah. What? How do you mean that?
Hoo-ah!
Yeah. Because sometimes that's a euphemism for vagina, so you meant there's going to be some vagina.
Well, there's one vagina here, Sid.
No.
Hey.
Neil is charged.
What about ho-hos? Will there be any ho-hos?
Oh. Maybe during the music break I'll run over to the CVS.
You'd actually run?
Well, I'd jog.
Scamper. Scamper.
Scampering is more accurate. I would agree with that. Yeah.
Flit down the block.
Gamble.
I'm with that.
Right.
Good to know. So how was everyone's week? I had a pretty exciting week.
What'd you do?
As usual.
It's very exciting to be me. Why did I sound like Batman there?
I don't know.
It's very exciting. No,
it's actually true of Batman.
I don't like to fuck small infants. But I did.
Oh.
It's very exciting.
All right.
No. I went to see Nine Inch Nails earlier this week. And
Where at?
In Newark at the Prudential Center.
Ooh.
You didn't go to Barclays?
No. Well, the tickets that a friend of mine acquired... We're for Prudential Center because he works at a newspaper, and they apparently have a private suite, which we didn't realize until we got there. And so we were watching Nine Inch Nails from a
suite.
There
are still newspapers, and there are still newspapers that could afford private suites.
Yeah, maybe. it
is the 90s. I was right.
I'm thinking it was like an ad trade. Like, oh, sure. I don't understand.
We're advertising this thing that nobody reads anymore.
I don't understand it either.
Did the Bay News put you up in the suite?
The Bay News is the...
Tell the truth, this was Ken Pierce in the newspaper.
No, Ken Pierce was not there. No,
my girlfriend and I actually read the Bay News. Sometimes we'll go to dinner and I'll just read her the fucking retarded opinion columns in the Bay News.
Oh, what are the hot topics? Like,
it's whatever's topical, but they just have these three old people that there's this one like 400-pound housewife that complains about her. Like, I hate to say it, but I told you so about Obama. You know, like that kind of
thing. You basically have one of those columns a week about something.
Yeah,
exactly. There's always a talking point about that.
It's like a template. And then there's an old fucking Italian man, like a 94-year-old Italian man that writes, you know, he's in a wheelchair and he takes an assessor ride everywhere.
And what does he write about? He rates the various buses?
He rates the SSRI driver.
It's like Yelp for cripples.
It's like a snarky, like a Dave Barry column, but just through the eyes of an old man. I don't know.
By the way, SSRI is a service for the elderly and disabled where they could basically hail a cab, yeah, but it's really like a bus.
You call in advance.
Like a They're short
not,
bus.
Grandma's not standing on the corner with her hand in the air.
Right, yeah. You call in advance, and it's a short bus that comes and drives you anywhere for $5.
It's like wheelchair accessible and all yeah. that.
Can I tell you a story about one of those?
Yes.
I was on that road next to Toys R Us once over there in Caesars Bay, mm-hmm. and there was an accessoride right next to the car that I was in, and all of a sudden the guy turns his wheel and the tire falls off.
Oh my God.
So that's who's driving around the elderly in
Yikes.
Brooklyn.
Well,
that's exciting.
The accessorides are as old as the people in them, apparently.
Yeah.
Good times. No, whatever. If some old person dies, it's like they might have died anyway. They're going to the doctor. Something's yeah. clearly wrong
It's
with
not
them.
Just to the doctor. You can get a ride to like your niece's house or
really?
Whatever. Yeah. You can get a ride to anywhere.
Oh, God. Fuck them. Have the niece come to you. What
no,
the hell
you pay for
shit?
The ride, though.
How much?
Like, it's $5 or whatever. Anywhere in the city. What a deal.
Yeah.
We should become cripples. And
yeah, can we pretend that we're old and call it?
Pretty soon we won't have to pretend.
They tend to drive very recklessly, though. I've seen them run red lights and stuff like that. Like, they're old. They weave
well,
in and out.
Because if you're a guy, it's usually... I think my dad sometimes drives one of these for his job.
Really?
He works at, like, an old folks home type uh-huh. deal. But if you're like some, you know, end-of-the-rope 50-something-year-old Russian dude, and you're stuck in a car with, like, 90-year-old women farting yeah. and wheezing oh. and shit, wouldn't you want to get them to their destination as fast as possible and just get them the fuck out of there?
So do they have, like...
it's like the smell of death.
Do they have a medic on or some nurse or someone that wipes their poop up or anything?
Some, I mean, if they have, like, home attendants or whatever, then I'm sure they tag along with them, but not okay. always, I would think.
I would think there would be one station on the bus in case...
No, I think the driver has to deal with...
Oh, your poor dad. Yeah. Oh, with the baby wipes.
Yeah, hopefully they give him that. I'd assume they'd give him those, like, brown paper towels that you get in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I remember those? You don't see those much anymore.
Yeah.
It was only elementary school and junior high school.
We have a caller.
What?
Maybe it's someone from the accessoride company.
Probably want to talk to Brendan Small.
650, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, hello, hello?
Hello, yes.
Hey, I didn't know I was going on. I was listening to you guys.
What's up, man? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Perry Mason.
Perry Mason?
Yeah, Perry Mason.
Okay.
Yes, I'm from, originally from Cali, but I'm here in Florida for school right now.
I see. Long time, first time?
Yeah.
Law school?
First time.
First time listening?
Yeah, first time listening.
Oh, no, go ahead. You were on Facebook, you were saying?
Yeah, I was on Facebook, and I saw, you know, that Brandon Smalls was on. So I was like, oh, let me just try and listen in. And
he's right here. You want to ask him something?
Love me some Brandon Smalls.
Yeah, I just want to know, like, when the is this going to be the final season for Metalocalypse, or are you going to try to work on...
Oh, no. No. There's going to be many more seasons to Metalocalypse.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, everybody was saying, like, oh, this is probably the last season since, you know, last season Toki got that kidnapped and killed, and they're probably going to end it with, like, a big dramatic scene for this season.
No, my philosophy is you should never believe anything that you hear on internet or on podcasts.
I knew it wasn't going to be true anyway, you know, because,
yeah.
I mean... Because Metalocalypse is too big to just end it with 3 seasons.
No. At least 17 seasons there are going to be. It's going to be like outlive The Simpsons.
Right? That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You think it's going to probably be a new record for the third season or nah?
Definitely.
Yeah, there is a new record. Oh. they're putting out the soundtrack to the Clockpra is going to be released.
I forgot that I put that out.
Wow.
It's coming out next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. I'm going to look at
yeah.
it.
Next Tuesday it's coming out.
But only in your town.
Only my town?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm not even in my town.
Shit. Better go back.
Well, I am going back in December, so I'll probably pick it up then.
I think it's also on the internet. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, I like to have the physical copy.
Oh, I mean, they could ship it to you. They could ship you a physical copy.
But only to your town.
Awesome.
Cool. Well, thanks for your call.
We can actually put drawings for the album if you answer this simple question.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to fill it blank, all right? It's an easy question. Blank of those days. Blank of those days.
Blank of those days.
Yeah, fill in the blank.
Let's see.
It's just been blank of those days. What's the word?
It's been one of those days. Goodbye.
Goodbye. This one goes on for a while too.
Yeah, goodbye.
There's another one. Wait, listen.
I said goodbye.
They play that at the end. Oh, go ahead.
Is that from Live at the Apollo? Where did you get that from, Darren?
Oh, no, from the movie, right?
No, I don't know. You sent me a file, and that way I just found
it.
I think that's played over the closing credits, so as people are leaving the theater, James is saying goodbye to you. It's very polite.
We have another call. 613.
Another
victim.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the mental
hey there.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, Rob, I hear that you're a metal fan, a wrestling fan, and I have a question for you about the upcoming Hell in a Cell match.
Okay, first off, who is this, and are you calling from Canada?
What a great connection.
Yes, I am, and my name is Deacon Frost.
Welcome,
okay, Deacon Frost.
That doesn't sound like a real name.
Especially from Canada. That's like the first go-to name, you know?
If you're a vampire, I guess. I don't know.
He's a snowman. From Saskatchewan.
What's up?
My question is, who will take home the vacant WWE Championship?
Jim Neidhart will not take home the vacant WWE Championship.
I believe he was asking Robert.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, only real wrestling fans get to talk now.
That sounded more like a declarative statement that who will win.
Yeah, who is not in the match even? Who is not competing?
That might be too much of an inside joke, but I love it too much. I don't care.
I think that I guess
it's
Daniel Bryan can win it.
I think Daniel Bryan.
Bryan Danielson? Ah, yes, the American Dragon. I like your answer.
In this iteration, he's actually known as Daniel Bryan.
But yes, you have seen in the promotion.
Yes, you have seen
congratulations
him as Bryan Danielson, but his current character is Daniel Bryan.
No, his name is Bryan Danielson.
Bryan Danielson.
And you've seen Japanese.
He's seen him in Japan as well.
This guy clearly knows his
stuff. Are you from Calgary?
No, sir. I am from the nation's capital.
Ottawa?
Huh? Do you guys know where the capital of Canada is?
He just said it, Ottawa.
Is it Canada City?
It is Ottawa. I'm very impressed, actually. A lot of people would say like Toronto or something, unless you guys got Wikipedia open or something. Yeah.
Well, it has no computer in front of it.
That's just the only good city. It's different.
Yeah. Vancouver's good. Ottawa's a shithole, though.
Is that
true?
Oh,
yeah.
Sacramento.
Yeah, it's the town that Fun forgot. I mean, all these bands skip over Ottawa. They usually just go to Montreal and Toronto, so.
Well, they don't want, you know, if you have a capital city, they want actual business to get done. They don't want a bunch of and strippers and like clubs around.
We only have like 900,000 people in this city. Like, I mean, Montreal and Toronto, I'm sure, would be a better score.
Yeah, but all right. Well, thank you for your call, Deacon. Hope you enjoy Hell in a Cell.
Thank you.
I think it's probably going to be bad.
Yeah, I barely care. I'm over it. All right, we got more calls. 201. You're on
these
the Metal
people
Injection
know that
live
Brandon's
cat.
Not on yet, right?
Brendan.
Well, this
Brendan.
Guy didn't. This guy
Brendan.
Didn't ask for Brandon Smalls.
Well, the first guy asked for Brandon Smalls, so I don't know who that is.
That was me. That
no,
was, that's
no,
why.
Yeah,
I,
yeah. Oh, yeah. You're
I wasn't. You I wasn't impersonating Brendan Small. I was just.
Brandon
he asked
Smalls.
For Brandon Smalls. So
wait,
that's
no.
Biggie Smalls' brother.
Biggie's young brother, Brandon.
Baby, Metalocalypse. Where Brendan at?
Can you be Brandon during the Brendan interview?
Yes, I'll be.
You should call in as Brandon Smalls and be like, "Why do people constantly call me asking for you?" All right, 201, you're on the live cast. What's up?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hi.
How's it going?
Everything's all right.
Well, that's pleasant.
What's your name?
My name is Rachel, but my friends call me Mulkhead.
Mulk?
I thought you said mullet head.
No, moped. You know, like
moped.
Bicycle scooters.
Oh, because everyone gets a ride.
Oh, that what? Oh,
I don't.
Wow, I apologize.
That might be the funniest thing you've ever said on the show on purpose, Rob. That was great.
Oh, Rob.
Okay.
But really, why do they call you moped?
It's a long story about something that happened when I was young. I used to have a little electric scooter, and I used to call it my moped. And it's a long story. It would take hours to tell.
Sounds like you just told it.
Yeah, is there more to it? I don't
there's a lot more to it, actually.
How old are you right now that you say you had this when you were young?
I'm 15 right now, but I'm turning 16 in like a week and a half.
So this is when you were 3?
No, I was 12. No, I think I was 11.
Oh, when you were young.
I'm not sure. I don't remember. younger.
Okay. We missed the er.
All right, well.
Okay, if you're a first-time livecast listener, we don't always make fun of our callers. And we're just the first few minutes. So are you calling for Brendan?
Yes, I am, actually.
Okay, well, Brendan Small is going to be calling in a few minutes. We have Brandon Smalls here, though.
Baby.
Want to talk to him.
What's good?
Oh, well, I don't know. I was going to ask Brendan if he ever thought of putting Mike Camille, Gene Hoagland, or Brian Beller to do voices on the show.
Yes, I have contacted all 3 of them to do voices on the show. They all... Yes.
Well, actually,
on my show, not on Metal Opera.
We'll definitely keep... Like, we're going to call Brendan in about 10 minutes. That's when our interview is scheduled, and we'll keep you on hold, and you can definitely ask him that yourself, because that's great.
Oh, so I can still speak to him, even though I called early?
Yeah,
yeah.
We're just joking around because people call him before he's actually here, so we have a little bit of fun with it.
And you have a good question.
Yeah, that's a great question.
So you
can either hold, or if you want to call back in 10 minutes, if this is... I guess it's a weekend. If you're calling on a cell phone,
she
you have free weekend.
She would lose her place in line on the call queue, though, if she hung up now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of backlog.
That's true. It's like the Mike Francesa show.
That's right.
These people wait on line, wait on hold for an hour and a half.
And then he fucking spills a Coke on the console and everybody's screwed.
Great. The video of Mike Francesa dumping his fat arm bumps over his Diet Coke and it goes spilling everywhere and he freaks the fuck out.
But he doesn't freak the fuck out at first. He doesn't even want paper towels. He wants to play it off like nothing happened until he realized it's all over the console that he's like fine.
Oh, no, I meant his face, though. Like he does the waking up Sweeney Murdy face.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll put you back on hold. Thank you for your patience. And once again, the number to dial 646-929-1357. Brendan Small going to be calling in a few minutes.
And Brandon Smalls is here now. And you could also ask us about wrestling.
Sure. Yeah, I guess that's a thing now. Why not? Let's see. Yeah, so the Nine Inch Nails show was great because...
You got to eat while you watched
It was a sweep, but that's it. Like,
what?
We got free tickets. Well, we could order food.
Oh, for shame.
Now, how is...
There wasn't even a bar. We had to go down a flight of stairs and walk, like, half a mile before we can get any booze. What kind of sweet is that?
No BYO?
Well, you could order bottles to your...
Bottle service?
Yeah. It's like $100 a bottle.
Pop that shit.
I always feel like watching that kind of show in a suite, it just detracts from it, doesn't it?
Initially, that was... Also, my first world concern of like, oh, I'm going to be so far removed from the show.
But it's a fair concern.
But
if you're going to go to the show, you know.
It was great, though. It was great.
It
and, like,
constantly comfortable.
Yeah, just the fact that you're not, like, bumping up against people and smelling people.
But it's a trade-off. It's like, you know,
I totally got used to it. And also, the sound was incredible.
It was piped in there, or it was just coming to you from the stage?
It was coming from the stage, but it was like it was perfect. It was the sound was so good. There was no, like, one thing I was afraid of since I was kind of high up that, like, there would be reverb or whatever. It would sound muddy up there, but Everything sounded great. It was like they were right there. Talk.
And how was the...
Muddy.
Sorry.
Sid likes muddy.
How should I... When it's all muffled and stuff. All
right, there you go.
Thank you.
You're
too highbrow for Sid.
Muddy.
Come on.
What does that even mean?
It's like...
Muddy.
The sound is like mud.
But what is mud like?
You've never
it's
been...
Wet?
Well, I know you've never
it's
been
squishy.
To the beach.
Mud
it's
is
all
squishy.
Squishy.
Yeah, what,
all right.
Wait, I want to know how... So how was... That was how the sound was. How did,
yeah.
was the performance?
Oh, like the... The show was great. Like, they had really good visuals. Mm-hmm. Lots of new songs, which I like the new album, so I didn't mind it, but I would definitely rather have had more of the classic material.
How much of his first album did he play?
Just, like, had, like, a hole, basically.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised.
How much of Downward Spiral?
Terrible Eye.
That's from the first album.
Yeah.
Oh, that is? Oh, so then that as well. Okay. From the first album, sorry. He didn't play Closer.
Okay.
Which, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Heresy?
Played well, March
whatever,
of the Pigs.
But I am surprised by it, though.
March of the Pigs, he played. I think that might be...
Did he play anything from Broken?
Yeah, Wish. Nice. And then a lot of new songs.
I would
oh,
say,
they played... He played the David Bowie song, which I thought was cool. I'm Afraid of Americans. Yeah. He had these two, like... African-American
right.
soul singers. Mm-hmm. And they were great. They were such great backup singers.
On every song? Or
There was, like, a good chunk of
great.
Songs. There was a good
really?
Chunk of songs where they were back. Like, they backed him up on the David Bowie song and
okay.
More of the new stuff, because the new stuff has a lot of harmonies.
I haven't heard it.
A lot of torch songs. A lot of ballads.
Harvey Fierstein.
That's right.
I'm Afraid of Americans. and it was in Newark, which was exciting.
Oh, yeah. Not so
much. The bar was great because it was like, just one Indian woman as a bartender, like, pushing drinks on you.
If you're not from the New York area, Newark, New Jersey is, like, the biggest hellhole within driving.
It's better
distance.
Now than it was, but it's still pretty terrible.
The three-block radius by the train, between the train station and the arena is fine.
That, I was going to ask
yeah.
you where the arena is in relation to the,
oh, yeah,
the
walk,
one-block area where it's nice.
Walking distance, but the entire walk is just parking lots now,
yeah.
so it's fine. It's harmless.
Yeah, my mother actually used to work in Newark, and I would like go pick her up from work and go eat or something, and she was like telling me, if you go one block past my mm-hmm. building, it's like the worst ghetto ever.
It's really industrial there. My dad works there.
Is that
there.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that. I just know there was like, you know, it was insane how stark the contrast was, because you get out of
yeah.
her building, it's this huge law firm, and there's malls and everything, and then like it's literally
I
one block
like,
away.
I feel like Jersey is like that in general. Like when you go to Atlantic City, the boardwalk is one way. You walk one block off mm-hmm. the boardwalk, and it's like the depths of hell.
Yeah,
it's,
Fort Apache, the Bronx.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So it's just New Jersey, depending on what block you're on, it's like a completely different world.
But really, there's nowhere good.
Yeah, you'd rather stay away from New Jersey altogether.
Sometimes you have no choice, like when you go see Nine Inch Nails. Right, Rob?
Yeah.
So the only time I saw Nine Inch Nails was at Woodstock.
Oh, my God.
And that was the 94. Yeah.
With Larry Bud Melman introducing
and
them.
And that was the first, and that was the time I told on the air that I almost got killed.
Yeah, right. Oh, that was
because there was a tidal wave of people that almost crushed me. It wasn't even a stampede at that point. It was like a wall of bodies. Like, they were on top of each other. And they were coming towards me. Like, it was literally like a wave. Well, not literally. It was metaphorically like a wave.
As I was going to say before...
Literally now means figuratively. I don't know if you looked
it
up.
It is.
It's the 90s. That's how we do it.
It is accepted as a colloquialism. I don't know if you know that in the dictionary.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
Nine Inch Nails, I feel like, more than a lot of other bands, you go to one of their shows and it really is amateur hour. It's like people that don't usually go to shows, but then, Nine Inch Nails is playing, and so they don't know how to act.
Mm-hmm.
And they think, oh, at a show like this, you just punch everybody in the head, right?
Yeah.
You just don't ask somebody. You just climb up on their head to crowd surf, right? Everybody understands, right? That's how they do it at these shows, right?
That's exactly what
I got my fucking
was.
Neck compressed when I went to see them on their farewell tour with Rob. And a dude fucking from behind, I didn't even know there was a crowd surfer behind me, landed right on top of my head. My neck still hurts.
Wow, are you serious?
The only way I'd ever go see Night of Sales now is if I got a fucking luxury suite. Like
and then you'd probably stay home
I'd still be paranoid. I'd keep looking back. Somebody's going to fall out of the ceiling.
I just thought you wouldn't want to be bothered and you stay home.
Well, I wouldn't go to Jersey for it. I'd go to Barclays. They play Barclays,
mm-hmm.
which is in Brooklyn. That I would have gone to.
Mm-hmm.
I would like the suite at Barclays.
Yeah.
Has anyone here ever had a suite at Barclays yet?
No.
Mm-mm. But I did at Yankee Stadium for Big Four, right?
Yeah.
I was at
that
show.
Yeah.
Didn't you go see Maiden in a suite as well?
Oh, yes, I did, at the Prudential Center.
Okay, I guess
nice.
The suites are cheap at the Prudential Center.
Well, no, I mean...
It's a decent venue. It wasn't... It's kind of small, though, right? Like, it's like a small... It seems smaller than...
Well, they built it for the Nets, and then the Nets left.
Yeah, wow.
Do the Devils play there,
Devils
too?
Do play.
Yeah, they did. That's all that was up. It was just, like, Devils jerseys and stuff. All right. I know, we still got a few more minutes. Don't want to be early on Brendan. But let's get Brandon Smalls in here for now.
What's good, baby? Everyone always talking about my brother.
What your brother me? From another mother?
What about... No, my real brother, Biggie Smalls, fool.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Brendan Small was your brother from another mother. My apologies.
Fuck him.
Yeah, we're gonna have him on Moments Away.
Cracker ass cracker.
In Moments. That's not a sentence. We already have a ton of callers lined up. I'm assuming...
One of them is me. I'm going to call screen.
Hey, Noah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, no, I see her number here.
Hang up on her. She's got nothing to contribute to that. She just wants to listen into other people's calls, apparently. Call screen. Everybody with this tech talk.
It's very muddy. Noah, you're very muddy.
Wait. Don't talk to me. I'm trying to figure this out.
You're good.
She didn't wipe good. That's why she's muddy.
You're in the screening room, and then you just get them in the screening room, and then you could talk to them.
Are you putting earbuds underneath your headphones right now? What are you doing?
She's going to call screen
yes,
from her phone.
I would like to listen
destroy
to the interview.
Destroy your hearing.
And I would like to call screen so that we get people's names and don't say their area code.
That's what cousin Brucey does at his job because he needs his hearing so bad.
Yeah, it's my hearing aid and my headphones.
I need 14 sets of headphones, baby. Yeah, CBS FM.
He just keeps his hairpiece in place. He needs as much stuff on his head as possible.
He's saying he can't even hear anything through the cans.
No,
they just hold his hair down.
Visit Rico's Toupees on Flatbush Avenue, baby. CBS FM, more music coming up, baby.
Made out of authentic elk hair.
All right, let's get Brandon on the line. I'll call him up right now. Hopefully he'll pick up. That would be a little awkward if he didn't. But I was assured... that he would.
What if he picks up but doesn't know who the fuck you are? Wouldn't that be more awkward?
Yeah. I could see that.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. We're dialing him in. Calling up Brendan. Oh.
Rejected.
You accidentally called the Brandon call.
Hello?
Come in.
Hello?
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording.
That was all right, well, hold on. Let me reach out to his publicist.
Brandon Smalls might be all we got.
Hey, what is that?
What?
Who? Oh.
What? Never mind, because I have my headphones in, so now I hear the show because I turned it off in the training room.
But we weren't saying anything, so what did you hear?
That's in a little bit of a delay.
Oh. We're all types of confused now.
You sure he's ready to call in?
I assume so. I mean, that was the scheduled time. Should we try again, maybe?
Why not?
Oh, okay, here we go. I got a better number.
What was wrong with the other number?
There you go.
This portion of the Metal Injection Livecast brought to you by Mentalocalypse by Brent.
Here we go. I'm getting it. Okay.
All of them.
Hello?
Hey, is this Brendan?
Yes. That's me.
Brendan, you're on the air with the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hi, how you doing? Hi, and hello, and thanks for having me.
Thank you for calling in. We're a live podcast recording right now. We're going to take a few calls in a bit.
Yeah, so far this is... Say what? Yeah, so far this is great radio.
Yeah, totally. We had Cousin Brucey here.
I'm intrigued. I'm already intrigued by what I'm going to say.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you're here to promote your brand new one-hour special on Adult Swim next week, Metalocalypse.
And even more, I'm here to promote the soundtrack of the one-hour special. That's what I'm really here. Let Adult Swim promote the TV show. I'm here to promote the soundtrack. That's what I do.
Nice. And that comes out next Tuesday, right?
That comes out next Tuesday, the 29th.
Excellent, excellent. And
very excited, very excited. Very different. And also, I'll have you know, this is not a Death Clock record. I've been kind of saying this to the Twitter public, but this is, don't expect a Death Clock album. What we have here is a ridiculous, crazy rock opera with all the crazy stuff you've come to know from the show, from different styles of music, and then we've added a 50-piece orchestra, and there are just, this is just the most different thing you're ever going to hear as a record that we've ever done. It's very fun. I'm very excited by it.
So let's talk about, like, when you got the concept for this, did you come up with the story first or the music? Like, what was the process here for this?
Well, you know what? Around this time last year, we had just – it's only been a year since we put out Death Album 3, and I thought, okay, we put out Season 4, we put out Death Album 3. Now, I want to do something different because I have a story I want to tell, and I think I'd really like to do something different with our story, our style of storytelling. And I want to make a rock opera, like a classic rock opera kind of format, because I grew up listening to those kinds of things, and I love them. I love music. I love storytelling, so why not do the two? And so I talked to Adult Swim, and I said, sure, let's do that. And so while I was on tour, I started kind of putting the story together when I was on Death Album 3 tour. And then I came back, and myself and two of the writers, Mark Brooks and Janina Tullio, sat in a room, and I told them this story that I had in mind, and we just kind of beat it out for a couple of weeks, and then I went into my own home studio, and I recorded an hour-long rock opera, doing most of the voices myself, and telling the whole story with these different kinds of styles of music that show up in the show all the time, and then we started storyboarding it and everything. So I had to have the story first, and I had to have all the characters, wants and needs, and everything kind of set out, and then that made the story and the music a little bit easier to write.
And is this the conclusion of the Death Clock story, or is there more?
You know, a lot of people ask that. I have not said anything about any of those things, but I think you're going to find the answer in the Doomstar Requiem Sunday night at midnight.
Now, like with Breaking Bad, that show was so well received that they're doing a spin-off show now, Better Call Saul. Do you foresee something similar happening with Dr. Roxo, the rock and roll clown, getting his own show?
Here's what I can give you 1,000 reasons why I think that show would be the worst show on television. and here's the first one.
Okay.
Is that Roxo is only – first of all, none of us that make the show like that character at all. We hate him. Very much like how the band hates him, we hate Dr. Roxo. And when he is useful, is only in these very short moments. So if you have a whole show dedicated to him, it's going to drive you insane, and you're going to turn the channel as quickly as you possibly can with this crazy, stupid, cocaine-out clown screaming at you every second.
I think there's an audience.
Wouldn't that be you think there's an audience? Yeah. It's people in makeup that are doing cocaine as the audience.
Well,
it's Adult Swim.
Yeah, there are plenty of those people out there. Yeah. But you know what? I think spinoff shows are, I guess they've worked before, and who knows? I keep that stuff pretty private, what the future and of anything related to the show is. But spinoffs, I don't think, are my main thing. I don't know. I like doing different projects. So if I do something next, my next project will be quite different from this.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
And all right, so we have a ton of callers lined up. Man, I know this, but you're a pretty popular guy. We also we have a guy here who keeps getting mistaken for you. His name is Brandon Smalls.
Oh, come on!
And he's here to file some complaints. No.
That's who I get mistaken for, is Brandon Smalls.
Yeah, how often do you, that must be an often thing.
That's like, pretty much. Most people, good friends of mine, screw up my name constantly. Mm-hmm. I'll look at them and I go, I'm sorry, did you just call me Brandon? And then they'll look at me and we'll just have a long, like, Mexican standoff. And one of us leave the room.
I got you. All right. Well, if you want to call in and ask Brendan a question, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. We have Rachel on the line. She's been on the line for quite a bit, and she has a great
question. Oh,
wow. Yeah. Rachel, you're on the air.
Her birthday's in a week.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
Rachel. Can't wait to hear your question. Hi, how do you do?
What's your question, Rachel?
I've asked this question before. I actually wrote you a letter last year, and I gave it to you in person. I saw you at Roseland Ballroom. I was the jittery kid with the greasy hair. My question is...
Which one?
Excuse me?
No, yeah. So what's the question? But I think I remember you. Go on.
I asked you this before, but have you ever thought of putting Gene Hoglan, Brian Beller, or Mike Keneally on the show for voices?
Well, that is a good question. Gene Hoglan has been on the show as a voice. He was in season 2. He played a health inspector, and he was incredibly funny. He did a great job. Mike Keneally has been a voice already. He uses a crazy screaming fan, I think, at the top of season 2. Mike Keneally comes in. I'm not going to tell you who he sings, but he sings for a character on a song in the Doomstar Requiem, and he does a fantastic job. Brian Beller is playing bass on the Doomstar Requiem. You'll hear him on the single as well. And but he hasn't done voices yet. I got to get Brian Beller on the show. He's a hilarious guy in person, and you know, he would do a great job. So there you go. There are all your answers.
Great answers. Great question, Rachel.
Everybody's doing a great job.
If you read between the lines there, I think Brendan just admitted that there will be more Metalocalypse because he said, I haven't had this guy on the show yet, but
uh-oh,
I should, which means that there's
more.
Oh,
jeez. Listen. Everyone's got their ideas. Everyone's trying to read between the lines. What's going to happen? Nobody knows. Everybody wants to know. Nobody's saying anything.
Sid's known as the parser.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. Great. I'm doing – it's a classic filibuster. This is how you close government. It's just by not answering any questions and just meandering.
You're a pro. You're a pro here. All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
More calls here. By the way, 646-929-1357 is the number if you want to ask Brendan Small a question. Oliver in Arizona, you're on the air. What's your question?
I just wanted to, well, it's not really a question, but I just wanted to say that please don't let the show end. It's amazing. You inspired me and, well, our band, and we write lyrics whenever we watch your show, Metalocalypse, and we laugh a lot and stuff, you know. Here's Nathan Explosion.
Oh,
boy.
That was good.
I missed that last one. I was talking over it.
Well, let's hear that again, Oliver.
Yeah, one more time.
All righty. Don't end our show. We'll do anything.
Oh, I appreciate it. Even though I mean, there's nothing I can answer from that other than I will, I appreciate you guys digging the show. It does mean a lot to all of us who make this, that there's this weird thing that we really enjoy doing. Is entertaining for people besides the people that make it, because we work in this little tiny hidey hole. Like, that's what we're doing right now. Today, we're putting it's myself and Mark Brooks and Antonio Canobio, who have been with the show from the very beginning, and we're exporting the final 1 hour special today. So we're giving last looks at everything and saying, I think that part could be brighter. I think we should cut sooner on this thing. And that's what we're doing, and it's just the three of us sitting in a room going insane, and that's pretty much what this show is. It's demanding. It takes a lot of time, and it's we stay up late. We're working on Sundays. We worked all night last night, the night before, and it's always fun to hear that people are digging it. So thank you.
I have a question. Is Tommy Blanchard still involved in the show?
No, he kind of made an early exit on the show. That's what I say about this show is that this isn't fun to make. That's what people may not realize. Is this is actually, you lose your weekends, you have to stay up late, it's a lot of work, and I really push people really hard, and it's not fun for everybody. Some people want more fun jobs, so a lot of people have fallen by the wayside on this show, and I don't blame them. It's not fun, but you know, the people that that stick around, they really are amazing hard workers, and there's a reason that they stick around, because they just do a great job, and they're so great to work with.
Cool. All right, let's take a few more calls, because the lines are blowing up.
Sure.
Got Jonah in Alberta. Jonah, what's your question?
Do you plan on releasing Death Clock music after you're done with Metalocalypse?
You know what? That was the whole – that's a good question, because that was the whole idea for making a show about a band, is that I know when you're doing a project like Metalocalypse and you're doing a TV show, TV shows cost a lot of money to make, but making music doesn't cost as much money. It costs like a small fraction compared to a TV budget. So when I started out doing Metalocalypse and just even conceiving of the show, I wanted to make sure that there was a way where I could, if for some reason I couldn't keep making the show I wanted to make on TV, that maybe I could just make an audio version. And that was kind of the idea, that as long as I'm inspired by this the project, as long as I feel like it has life, I will keep on making music. So that's kind of the initial idea, but we'll see what happens, you know?
And, you know, there's always podcasting. I feel like that's a very budding medium.
And it's even cheaper than making an album.
Yeah.
It's time to
yes.
Like,
podcasting is great.
You just do it yourself. Just talk to yourself.
Do it yourself. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
DIY.
There is a lot of do-it-yourself in this show, and there's a lot of do-it-yourself in this season, but that's how the whole show starts. You have to be able to do all this stuff yourself. You have to be able to do several jobs at once, like everyone on the show. Like the art director is also an animator and a compositor, so is the director. He has to be able to animate and composite and be able to write, and he has to understand how to do lots of stuff. The only way the show works is if I write the music and write the show and do most of the voices and then put the records out myself and all that stuff. So
you're breaking a lot of union rules.
What's that?
You're breaking a lot of union rules to do the show, is what you're saying.
Well, the show is, yeah, well, you know what, that's the union's loss. But this is mostly non-union because we wouldn't be able to afford to do some of this stuff union, you know, but that's the only way we can make the show that we want to make.
Cool, cool. All right, a few more calls. Donish in Chicago, longtime listener. What's your question for Brendan?
Hey. I was wondering if it was a challenge to incorporate music into, like, an hour-long narrative as opposed to, like, a 15-minute episode. Like, was there a gap there?
Well, you know what? That's a good question, because this whole thing, there is my goal for this thing, my personal challenge for this one-hour thing was to have everything story-wise be set to music. I didn't want to have a scene where we start explaining stuff. I wanted everything to be able to be set in the actual lyrics of the song. So this was more fun than anything I've done writing-wise for the show, and having a big story that happens in like a more of a traditional three-act structure was, for some reason, the way that it was written was I had these little story points, and we sat, and this is what we thought about in the room when we were breaking story was, said, okay, this little event needs to happen at this point. And in my mind, the song would have to be something like in this musical or that musical. And I thought about like things like Jesus Christ Superstar. And you're going to hear a lot of that. You're going to hear a lot of styles that aren't necessarily Death Clock music. And the way I do the music on the show is that usually there's only one big metal moment on the show, and then there's a Toki song, like this crazy pop world, or there's like this kind of orchestral score, or these kinds of things, so that the metal is heavier because it's surrounded by these things that are not that style. So it has to be peaks and valleys. And you'll hear on this rock opera that it's not complete wall-to-wall metal, even though there are elements of it that pop up in different things that are not metal. So the whole thing is, to make this thing work, I didn't want to do a full-blown just loud guitars turned to 10 and just chugging away the entire time, because I think we'd all eventually tune out. So I wanted to start with this big kind of orchestral piece and start the whole thing, and then have it start growing, and then we add the drums, and then we add the guitars, and we add all these harmonies, and we add all this cool stuff. So the fun part of this was just contradicting myself musically from moment to moment.
So you'll hear that on this thing. And again, you're going to hear comedy songs. You're going to hear these very dramatic, take themselves as seriously as possible style songs that Death Clock does. And it's a real fun blend. And I think it's just a really cool audio roller coaster ride. And I wanted to make sure that the music would completely work alone first before we even start setting it to picture. So I'm excited for you guys to hear it. But I just want to make sure that everyone out there that's a Death Clock fan doesn't expect, like, Death Album 4, because you're not getting that. You're going to be disappointed, but you're going to get something that you haven't heard before from the show, and brand new music. The whole, you know, it's an hour's worth of brand new music, so it's cool. I still really enjoy it a lot, and I like the music on its own.
So you're still not sick of it, despite probably hearing it for the last few months on repeat ad nauseum.
Oh, not only that, 9 months. You should. Here's the thing: is it's really catchy too. So every poor son of a bitch that's been working on this show is singing all these songs. They're just humming them and whistling them down the hallway all day long. And everybody from my girlfriend, my brother, everyone's just humming these melodies and stuff, which is pretty fun. I know we had some really cool people on this whole thing, including the Bear McCreary, who you know as the guy who writes the music for The Walking Dead and Battlestar Galactica and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and stuff. So he was the one that I brought in for all the orchestral help, because we had a 50-piece orchestra that we recorded. Because I thought, I don't know how many times in my life I'm going to be able to do a rock opera thing. Why don't I just do it right once? And it's going to be expensive, but I'm going to find the money somewhere. And so he came in and what's that?
Sorry, but that was a little audio loop we got there.
Okay, no problem. Anyway, but when we were recording the orchestra, even the songs got stuck in everyone's head then too. It was pretty crazy.
I'm really excited to hear this orchestra stuff. I gotta. Yeah,
it's really cool. It's like it sounds like you beat out these chords and these horn parts and these string parts on like a keyboard, and then you hear them played by these 50 people in a room, and all of a sudden it sounds like Wagner, you know. And this big film score. It sounds like an expensive big film score.
Jay in New Jersey, what is your question for Brendan?
Will Death Clock go on another tour?
That is a good question. That is something that I'm in talks with people about right now. But this tour, what I want to do, just since you asked, is I want to be able to perform this whole rock opera from beginning to end. And again, it would be something that when you watch the show Metalocalypse, you're watching a comedy with these moments of like crazy, what we call extreme slapstick with the brutality and all that stuff, and then like classic comedy set pieces, and that's what this is. When we normally tour with Death Clock, we tour and play just metal, and we show we're playing in front of a screen and all that stuff. But this one is like a comedy thing, so the tone is completely different. So I don't know who I'd pair myself with on the tour, so we're kind of in talks about that. So, it seems like almost more of a night of comedy and drama than it is a night of slamming, crushing, blast beats and lunacy.
You're really
going to
demand something on your viewer, your fan there.
Up
for that, right?
Yeah, I think it's just going to be entertaining, but I don't know if it's going to be the most metal evening, but it will be a dramatic, fun, and comedy-driven evening, you know?
I gotcha. Nicole from Calgary, what's your question?
Hi. Hi, Brendan.
Hi.
Big fan. And
first time I get to talk to you. Yeah.
Okay, so I had two questions. One is a little silly and light, and one is a bit more serious.
Yes.
The first one has been like a lot of chit chat, and people come up with theories in the fandom. But did you guys ever come up with like a real legal name for Pickles? And if you do, is it like really terribly embarrassing, and that's why he goes by Pickles?
That is. I like when people add their own backstory.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're still going. You still got.
Oh no, it's okay. I was just gonna say. I've done that.
Let's.
You have? Oh, no, that's all right. Wait, I want to hear what you have to say. Did you create a name for Pickles?
I did indeed.
So what's his last name?
Patrick McConaughey.
Patrick McConaughey. That's pretty good.
Right, I get to keep all those monogrammed things.
That's good. I like that. I like that. I won't tell you what I have for his name because I have it, but I don't think anyone needs to know it at this point. So
I'm not ready for that.
Well, no, it's just that, you know what, the way that I work with this show is that I'm protective of all the information, and I'm protective of not giving things away. I think the only reason there may be any intrigue in this show is because you don't know what's going to happen next. And I enjoy preserving that.
Cool.
So there's your answer. And you had a second part that was more serious.
Oh yeah, right. The more serious question. Sorry, Nicole.
Okay, the more serious question was, do you plan to continue like a story element in the future Death Clock albums?
That's a good question, and you know what? I haven't gotten there just yet, but that's a good question / suggestion. And all I'm thinking about right now is making sure the way that I'm thinking right now is incredibly narrow thinking, which is that let's make sure we get this thing exported today so it can air next week. A and B. I need to do the final tweaks on the record so it can be up for download on the 29th. That's all I'm thinking about. Beyond that, I'll have to answer beyond that.
It's just a digital download? There's no physical release on the 29th?
Well, what's going to happen first is it's going to be digital first, and then we're going to do a special edition vinyl.
Oh, cool. So you're not even bothering with CDs. Death Clock is
beautiful. No, I mean, that's the way I'm going with it. I think it's... If and when there's a tour, we'll probably put more physical stuff out there, but the way it's going right now is it's downloads.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. And
I'm a huge fan of music, and I buy a ton of it, but the way that I personally buy music is I buy it through my phone, and I listen to it through my phone, and that's my main way of listening to music. I don't know. I think a lot of people are like me, too.
I agree with you there.
But also, I think it's really cool to have a very collectible, awesome picture disc style vinyl that sounds great and is also a piece of art, you know?
Yeah. Let's take one last question, and we'll let you go. I'm sure you have plenty of exporting to do.
You are right.
Harrison in Tennessee, what's your question?
Hey, I just want to say, can I have a question about season one? And two.
Okay.
Early on, at some point in season one, like Squidgar says he has like 1,000 guitars.
Yeah.
And the episode Father Clock, I believe it's like a big deal when he casts it into the snow. And so why is that a big deal if he has like 1,000 more?
I think when you throw a guitar away, and that's a good question, you know what? Because that's in our minds, we actually think about that stuff. You have a man that has a lot of guitars still has a favorite guitar. But if you throw your favorite guitar away, that's just like throwing all of the guitars away. And that's what we were thinking of in that one because that was his first guitar. Because we show the guitar that he found as a boy, and that was the one that grew with him and where he learned. And since then, you know, he switches back and forth between guitars, but he seems to come back to his main one. And if he throws that one away, then he's quitting. So that was the symbolism of that guitar throw. Have I answered your question satisfactorily, sir?
Harrison,
So there you go. I'm sorry. I can just see Harrison like shaking his head like that's a stupid answer. But it's true. But yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for taking some time to hang out with us. Sorry for the people
Absolutely.
Waiting.
Always a pleasure, guys. Always fun talking to you guys.
And make sure to pick up the Metalocalypse Doomstar Requiem soundtrack out next Tuesday, available at digital distributors everywhere like iTunes and Amazon. We'll put up
all that stuff
as well. And if you don't mind, I'd like to play the single that you released earlier this week, Blazing Star.
Yeah, listen closely. Are there any clues in the lyrics of the single that will help you understand and unlock the secrets of the new Doomstar Requiem?
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe you'll figure it out.
Good teaser. You're a pro. Total pro.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again. We're going to let you go. We're just going to hang up on you.
Well, thank you guys so much. And, I'm excited for everyone to check this out again. I'm excited about this project. It's probably the most fun I've had with the show. Ever, really, seriously.
This interview is the most...
Yes, that too. Absolutely.
but the rock opera.
Oh.
Well, the rock opera is close second to this interview.
Okay.
Cool.
Have
all
a
right,
good
guys.
Night,
take-
Oh,
what
he
a
fell.
Pro you are. Holy shit.
Fell.
Call him back for, just for that.
Just so he can take care.
Just so you can finish saying
no,
take care.
This is, it's like how you have to treat girls crappy for them to like you. You hang up and now he's going to keep calling us back.
Yeah.
Wow. They must have a lot going on to hang up on the likes of me.
I've done that before though, in like regular life. Just, you know, you think the person's done and you start hanging up and then they go, okay, but, you know, and you fuck them
like
over. Yeah, not all on right. purpose though. Sorry.
Sorry, Brandon.
It's nice to have that kind of power.
It was Brandon Smalls' fault.
Yeah.
That all last right. call, I'm sorry, I know you want to go into the song, but that caller reminded me of The Simpsons.
Yes!
With the itchy and scratchy question.
The exact same thing. That
in episode 2.904, when Itchy is playing Scratchy's rib like a xylophone. I don't remember the rest
of
it.
Are we supposed to expect that Itchy is some sort of mad scientist? I mean, come on!
That's totally what it was.
All right. Here's the new Death Clock song. This is Blazing Star.
We'll be right back. detonates an explosion from Death Clock and you're getting your fix of metal injection radio.
Welcome back to the Metal Injection Livecast. Nope. Just kidding. Bet you got excited, though. Sucker. Here's another lame song. We'll be right back.
Hello there. I'm Peter Steele. You might have heard the news about me and my recent career change. Well, it's true. I grew tired of my old lifestyle, pumping iron in the gym every day, writing sensitive, brooding emo lyrics in my Brooklyn love nest, and slapping broads around with my abnormally huge penis, once seen in Playgirl magazine. After some introspection, I found the perfect career for someone like Peter Steele, driving a school bus. Yes, that's right. If you're lucky enough to be a parent residing in Monmouth County, you could have your children driven to school by an upstanding citizen like Peter Steele. What does this matter? Well, after 2 months of driving these adorable little rugrats around, I realized music is still in my blood. That's why I've joined up with my star-studded A-list of friends in the metal industry to bring you Peter Steele and Friends Present The Wheels on the Bus, a compilation of songs heard on the bus driven every day by Peter Steele. You'll hear great songs like Mary Had a Little Lamb by my good friend James Hetfield.
Mary had a little lamb, ooh, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb. Its face was white as snow, like Coke.
And then you gotta have the alphabet song with my good pal, Tom Araya of Slayer.
A, B, C, D, E, F. G H I J K L M N O P U R S T-U-V-W-X. Now I know my ABCs. That's how won't you sing with me.
Then, of course, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. By Dave Mustaine of Megadeth.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. James Hetfield, you think you're a big star, don't you? Well, you're not. Dave Mustaine's a real star. I'm so sick of you kicking my dog, my cat, my pet gecko. I'm gonna find you, James. Let me do, it's not gonna be pretty. I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm done with this stupid song. Screw all of you. Yeah.
Of course, there gotta be a little banana phone with Rafi and a friend I just made, the Iron Sheik.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Fucking bullshit.
Ring, 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 banana phone.
Fucking bullshit.
I got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing, sing.
Low life.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding. Banana phone.
Come on, man, please zoom. Zoom is good.
I've got my
this is
Mister. Beat the
King
present. Interactive modular. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Fucking bullshit.
And it won't be a Peter Steele Presents album without Peter Steele on it. So here I am singing The Wheels on the Bus.
The wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round. Wheels on the bus go round and round. Oh, the Peter Steele's driving.
The horn on the bus.
Kids, can you shut up? You're ruining my flow. This is Peter Steele. I'm a singing professional and you're ruining it. Why did I allow these dumb children to be on my song? I'm Peter Steele. I'll kill you. God, I hate stupid children. Pick up my album, Peter Steele and Friends Present Peter Steele. Peter Steele, Peter Steele, in stores Peter Steele.
Go!
Now that the music break is over, the live cast demands your full attention. So please, put down the pot brownies and video game controllers. Also put down the Vaseline and broomsticks. Here's the show.
Jeez, what have you been doing while we've been gone?
Yeah, Rob, put away the
still, put it still.
I like favorite part. Oh, what Peter Steele's driving. Nothing didn't rhyme or anything.
Shut up, Ken.
That was Peter Steele au naturel.
I can so see Peter Steele driving a bus, turning around, looking at the bratty kids throwing paper airplanes and telling them to shut the fuck up as he's driving the bus.
Rest in peace, Peter
Rest
Steele.
In peace,
we miss
Peter
you.
Steele.
Rest in peace, Steele, Peter Steele.
Once maggots again, on the corpse go up and down.
Peter Steele and Brendan Small have something in common.
What's that?
They're both dead.
No.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, we didn't ask him about
that. I didn't know that until I looked on Wikipedia today.
What?
That Brendan Small...
He didn't have his dick out, though. He had like a shield.
He had his peen strategically covered by some prop or something.
But it was like a comedian issue or something.
Oh, and that's why he did it?
Yeah.
Is he a good-looking guy, Noah?
He's okay.
Did you hit that?
To be quite honest with you, I don't remember what he looks like. I just there's like a blurry
image.
Look
it up quick.
Well, we went to NAMM that one year and he was there, and you weren't with us at the time, but he was shredding. He was in some booth shredding.
He's an incredibly talented.
I just bet that you would have been extremely turned on if he was shredding in front of you.
He has a lot of musical knowledge.
He went to Berklee School.
That's very
of music.
Attractive.
That alone, I think, is. Guarantees at least entry into Noah's apartment, if not her bedroom.
Because I saw how you freaked out about Jeff Loomis. We were all in front of Jeff Loomis, and you
because
were like...
I play guitar, and like I really worship these guys.
I'm not making
of
fun
talent.
Of you or anything. I think it's, you
but
know?
It's not because like I want to screw them. It's just because I think they're really good guitar players.
Not that you wouldn't, though.
I wouldn't.
Oh, well now because you have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Well,
I probably wouldn't anyway.
You wouldn't bang Jeff Loomis?
I don't want to like have sex with like people that I idolize or something.
So you're saying you never idolize Periphery?
Aha!
Oh,
aha!
It comes out
again. Sid reading between the lines.
Sid is the parser. The parser strikes again.
Coming this fall.
The parser.
In a world where sentences say things.
I don't idolize Jake because I don't objectify him.
Oh.
He's a human being to me.
Okay,
before you met him?
What?
Even before you met him?
I mean, I thought he was cute before I met him.
Didn't have an opinion about his music?
No, I liked his music, but it wasn't, you know, like he wasn't one of those like shreddy guys that I like. And he doesn't shred anyway.
He's all technical.
You listening, Jake? Start fucking shredding. Keep your woman.
Yeah, no, Jeff Loomis will swoop in and take you away.
Jeff Loomis will not swoop in and take me away.
Thank
I'm not attracted to him in that way.
Thankfully for
in Jake. That way. So you are attracted to him in some way.
I'm attracted
way.
To his playing.
Aha! Sid?
I'm just saying, thankfully for Jake, half the musicians Noah idolizes are bedridden invalids. So they aren't. They're paralyzed from the waist down.
Is that a Jason Becker joke?
Yeah. Is that his name? Sure.
Yeah.
I knew there's one of them.
Jake, watch out. You might go for Cousin Brucey next. Bedridden invalid.
Oh,
on CBS FM, baby. Noah, come over here.
I wouldn't go after my coworkers either.
Noah, ride my cack. I'm not going to feel a thing, but it'll be good for you, Noah. CBS FM. Hot child, summer in the city.
Disgusting.
Let's go over the music. We kicked it off with Death Clock, Blazing Star, followed by Hate Eternal, Bringer of Storm. Someone in the chat said it was the heaviest song they've ever heard. I love it. Hate Eternal. Good guys. And then we ended it with only one rendition of Pantera's Medicine Man. I wanted to play at least three.
Well, it's the same rendition you play every time. Just to play more than
just
once.
Only once. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get
was all the songs we played. I thought there was more than that.
No, it's that. And let's get to the calls. Asthma Castle. A few weeks ago, we had a Thrash It or Trash It. And one of the bands that we very much enjoyed were Asthma Castle. They've been emailing me about calling into the show. They've been holding for quite a while. Are you guys there?
Oh, yes, we are.
Yo.
Have you been enjoying the show?
Absolutely, man.
Oh, man.
It's been fucking great.
How did you even know that we talked about you?
You know what's pretty funny is you guys played a Hate Eternal song, and our drummer is now, he's going to be playing a show with Hate Eternal, Adam Jarvis.
Your drummer is Adam Jarvis? Oh, your drummer, I guess we knew that, right?
Yeah.
Well, they knew
yeah.
it. I guess you guys knew it. Adam
Wait,
Jarvis
we did.
The index, right?
We're well aware. At least we think it's him.
So, Yukna, the vocalist here, is a big computer nerd, and he keeps track of... I asked him the same question. I was like, how the fuck did you know we were on the show?
Oh, Google alerts?
Obsessive self-Googling.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know why you guys do it, you know?
So, now, fame. When your lead singer got the Google
we
alert,
do it.
What's your lead singer's name? Is it Drunkna?
In a past life, drunk, and now it's simply Yuck.
Yuck. Now, Yuck, when you saw that Google alert, you loaded the show. You saw it was a two-hour show. Did you listen for the entire 2 hours, or did you scan through till when you assumed we mentioned your name?
A mixture of both. I hung in there for about 15 minutes. Well, I liked what I heard.
You know what? I listened to everything.
Yeah.
It was great. I've been showing everybody I know that apps me clip.
Nice.
A fucking union that works for you.
They're drinking piss from a fucking water fountain.
Yeah.
We look after your kids.
Turn around, old lady from Florida.
Hot.
That clip is great.
Once I reached the segment where we were featured, I listened to it with some hesitation. My favorite line was, the singing didn't even ruin it for me.
That was Darren.
Yeah, that was me. But I am really old.
He hit the enhance button on his computer.
I did like the
comment that he sounded like a mixture of, what was it, Crowbar and...
Clutch.
Clutch.
Yeah.
That was like
yeah.
That's like exactly what I think when I hear you. So
we spontaneously
said
ejaculated when we heard that. So
oh, absolutely. Yes.
That was
quite a compliment.
You made them ejaculate, Noah. Does that make you feel any kind of way?
I guess if it's just based off of what I said.
And don't look like them, I think you're doing fine.
That's true.
The guy who looks
the guy.
The guy.
You look like the singer of Crowbar.
Sure. You could pass for like
hey,
brother.
All right, yeah. I'll take it.
With facial hair.
I'll take it.
We definitely appreciate you guys doing that. That was it was pretty flattering, man. You guys definitely seemed like you were enjoying what we were doing. So
I'm sorry.
Oh no, it's all you.
No, we're total weekend warriors. So this is cool to be able to do this kind of thing.
Like we just hear it cold, you know. People suggest stuff, and we just listen randomly. And it's very, very rare that we
all
like
agree.
Something. Yeah.
So
awesome.
Let's talk, how'd you come up with the name Asthma Castle? Is there any meaning behind it?
Oh, geez. I was climbing Mount Everest, and no, it's the least metal
fact,
story. I was wheezing all the way up the mountain. No, it's the least metal story of all time. So I'm at the fairy festival. Yes, it's exactly what it sounds like with my daughter, right? It's literally like kids dress up like fairies and run around on a farm. I'm not kidding.
You go to that
festival.
Oh! Hey!
Hollywood! All right.
That was the evening.
I don't have the best vision in the world, and I see this sign, and I think it says Asthma Castle, and I think, God damn, that's a great band name.
Okay.
And turns out it didn't say that at all.
What did
but
it
after
say?
I left there, I can't remember what it said. I can't remember at all. But I mean, this is even before the band existed. So I go home and I'm like, oh, Chip, you know, Asthma Castle, what a great band name. I got to start writing riffs. So I just started writing music and then got up with my buddy Cameron over here. And, you know, the band was born and we had a band name before we even had the band. We're sitting around racking our brains for a band name, but this one came before the band even did, so very interesting.
Yeah, and then Justin and I just got together and started writing riffs and, you know, trying out people on drums, bass, all that fun stuff.
Now, your he is called Jesus, Mary, and Broseph.
Yeah.
Fantastic title. How stoned were you?
Yeah, how high did you guys get?
Guys, wait, you know how there's Jesus, Mary, and Joseph? Let's do Broseph.
That's exactly how that came about. We're actually working on an album right now, and it's going to stay with that whole goofy...
The biblical
thing. So...
Oh, that's it.
That's the story? Well, cool. Well, everybody check out Asthma Castle, their Mental Injection live cast approved.
Yes.
AsthmaCastle.bandcamp.com. Guys, how many EPs have you released?
We've only done that one EP for 3 years.
Yeah, we've got how many EPs? We've got our EP recorded in 2009, Jesus, Mary, and Broseph up for free on the Bandcamp page. We're working on the follow-up.
But right now, it's just one.
So,
yeah, we actually...
No patience. Forget about it. They did say it.
They said it, but I was like almost. I didn't have my soundboard up at that exact second. I was
Asthma Castle. They were really good. We played them a few weeks ago. I guess we could have played them in the music break, but whatever. Fuck
in the show with it.
Fuck the Asthma Castle.
Fuck the Asthma Castle. Fuck the emphysema. Fuck all diseases of the lungs. Piece of shit.
We have another caller. He's been waiting for a while. By the way, the number to dial, 646-929-1357, 203. You're on the live cast.
That was very confusing.
It's a lot of numbers.
He added some numbers.
203. What? No?
Rob, do they have to dial 9 to get an outside line?
Yeah, that's you. Hey, hello.
Hey, I'm Dan from Connecticut. And so I was at the Chariot in... Manhattan the other night, Tuesday night, and something interesting happened.
Oh, yeah?
Doubt it.
Yeah. All right, so it was during the song The City, there's this crowd chant part that everyone gets really hyped on, and someone jumps off the stage, I get knocked to the ground, and no one really notices that I fell, so, like, just basically I'm getting stepped on. I have, like, asthma, so I'm, like, kind of having, like, an asthma attack almost, and I'm like, oh, fuck, this is going to be terrible, I'm going to probably have to be rushed out of here, not be able to breathe. And then all of a sudden, someone notices me and grabs my arm into safety, and it turns out to be none other than one Sean Grazins.
Grazins?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Sean saved your life?
Jesus.
Basically, what I'm saying is Sean saved my life.
Wow.
Wow.
Huh.
How beautiful. What a beautiful story.
So did he, like, talk to you after that, or did you, like, pick you up and leave?
Did you recognize him and say something?
Well, I mean,
like
I talked to him a bit after the show. I mean, it's, I don't know if you've ever been to a Chariot show, but there's not that much time for conversation.
It's a very chaotic
playing.
Where did he put his hand when he picked you up?
my arm. He grabbed me by the wrist.
You know what's the best part of this story? This dude on the phone right now has never heard the live cast before after Sean saved him. He's like, dude, you know how you can pay me back? Call up this number and just say that I saved your life. It'll be really cool.
And pronounce my name.
Oh,
Sean.
No. I'm a long-time listener. I've been listening for since, like, the first year.
Oh, wow. Oh, awesome. Cool. Well, thanks for listening. We're just Josh Lowboats.
I called a couple times before. Like, I'm the guy that asked you about the Tegan and Sarah.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day, yeah.
So I'm glad you didn't die.
Yeah.
I don't think he was in danger of dying.
Well, he said
Sean saved
his life.
Huh?
Yeah, he would have been so embarrassed because he would have had to be carried out. Everyone would be looking at him.
Yeah, they
would have killed
the show.
Metal ejection. Your family would have sued Chariot, and they'd be in jail, and then it'd be a whole other thing. Then there'd be a documentary about it. I'd make jokes.
Rob would have vigorously defended the singer of Chariot.
Yeah. Rob.
Despite all evidence to the contrary.
What evidence? You didn't
I
see any.
I shit my penis.
Oh.
The court of law. said that he's not guilty. Yeah. So obviously, there is no evidence.
The family has forgiven him. He's friends with the family.
I'm just trolling you. Calm down.
Everyone has moved forward from this,
before
except the
verdict,
two of you.
Before the verdict, all you saw on the Facebook comments and the Metal Injection comments was, Czech Republic is bullshit, their legal system is ridiculous, this is a travesty, blah, blah, blah. So then whatever verdict they gave should not be trusted, right?
Wait.
So if they found him not guilty, then maybe he really is guilty.
No,
Czech
Sid,
Republic, right?
Even their shitty law systems found him not guilty. You see, that shows you how innocent he is.
Damn it, the parser has failed.
No, you just met your match. I am the twister. I twist words beyond all recognition.
Oh, wow. This sounds like a great comic series.
I undo your parsing, parser.
No!
No, it's choking.
She's got the vapors.
No, it's because, like, the people who listen to this, they can't see you, but I'm sitting here and I'm just watching your facial expressions, and they add so much more to what's going on.
Uh-huh. This is why we need a webcam version of the show. A live
video cast.
Can
do it one
day.
Yeah,
day.
Maybe
like
a one-off.
Yeah, special occasion or something.
Well, thank you for your call, though. We have another call we're gonna get to.
No sweat. Thank you, guys.
Keep on keeping on.
I'm going to guess right now. I'm going to predict this next caller. Life saved by Jenny. Just you wait.
585, you're on the live cast. Hello. We hear you.
You can't hide.
585.
Go on.
Just say something, please.
Please.
All right. The number to dial is 646-929-1357. Darren, you said you have a few new drops this week.
Oh, yeah. Spanky, again, sent me a bunch of drops. So,
can you give a big up to Spanky?
Big up, Spanky! Is that a thing that... with the big up?
I thought maybe Brendan Smalls would say it. Brandon Smalls.
We have some 3D drops. Noah, Raba, Sean, Shlomo, and Sid. Which do you want first here?
We'll just go in name order, I guess.
All right.
I need a liquid from Rob.
I need a liquid from Rob. That was me.
Who doesn't?
You do like
I should set this up. This is me impersonating the throat cancer guy from that commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You do like to go swimming, but now I cannot because I had a cancer. I used to be an umpire. I like to help people, but the doctor said because I am a smoking, I cannot do anything like this anymore.
That guy should just have a...
such a good impression of someone with a voice box.
He should have a sitcom. I would watch that over, like, fucking According to Jim or
somebody
something.
Somebody with a voice box. A Latin American male. Yeah. Like, dude. Yeah.
Julie, where...
Bronx, New York.
Did you crash the car again? Are you dating that guy?
And the big crowd-pleasing comedy moment of every episode would be he takes a drink of water and it squirts out the
That's my throat. It'll be called That's My Throat.
Dad! You're getting that throat water all over my meatloaf!
I'm sorry. I want the meatloaf again, honey.
Holy moly.
We'll be right back with more That's My Throat, everybody.
Promotional consideration for That's My Throat brought to you by the National Association for the NTEs of Tobacco.
And Marlboro.
Yeah. Man, that's a good one.
My doctor put me in an anal full Nelson.
That's no title I
wrote. It's a good one.
Robba's huge pot tits.
This is me speaking.
That must have been an old clip because I no longer have pot tits.
This must be me speaking Spanish sexily. I don't remember this.
¿En qué se parecen las matemáticas y una toalla? ¿En qué la una se calcula y la otra se calculo?
That is a joke. That's a riddle joke. Stupid joke, like for kids.
Something about butts.
It's not funny. It's not
something
funny.
Something about butts.
Yes. It is about butts. Would you like me to translate it? It's stupid.
But that's an episode title contender, something about butts.
What does a towel and mathematics have in common? One, a mathematics calculates and a towel dries your ass. But in Spanish, they sound alike. It's like a pun.
Because culo.
Yeah, culo se calcula and seca al culo means dry your ass. All right, whatever, stupid. Here's another
one. Someone needs to come on me, Sean.
Sorry. Whoa! I didn't know you were going to start talking. I'm sorry.
Come on me, Sean. I like to draw pictures with my poop.
Yeah. That's an old one, the audio.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay, I want to get back to Darren's anus.
So matter of fact.
It's a great without context.
Yeah. I know, it's hard without a man.
What? This one, I have no idea what you were talking
about. Roosters have penises.
All right.
Your butthole is tight.
Okay. Now here's the Robba one.
Uh-oh.
I have curly ass hairs.
I look like too much of a rapist.
So you're going to like this one.
I would bang all the dudes.
Period.
Wait.
I would bang all the dudes.
It sounds like I wasn't done.
Someone on the other on the phone is saying Lady Gaga something, which is interesting. I don't know.
Oh! Circumcised penis!
Apparently this is Rob orgasming. Oh, it's in the song. It's in the Umbrella song.
That's a little long. Take my vagina. Wow, that was huge.
All right, now we're up to Sean. Nice play.
I love slow loads.
I played that one before.
Rob was your favorite mustache food.
What?
I don't know.
Shlomo gives up, this is called. Here it is.
Whatever.
Shlomo has a hard time explaining himself.
I don't know. I mean, you know,
That's it. This is Shlomo singing Whitney Houston.
I can't believe that happened.
Here's
Sid. Two more with Sid.
Get to the part where you're interesting.
That's a motto for life. Last one.
I'll blow you for $10.
I gotta hear that Shlomo. Like.
He's styling it.
Ooh,
singing right there. That's how Christina Aguilera learned to sing. Kind of style.
That was what the guy sounded like on the floor having the asthma attack. Shlomo sounds like are you singing Whitney Houston? No, I'm dying from asthma. You fucking lift me up. I need the Heimlich.
I just want to say thank you so much to Spanky the Hippo for pulling me.
Doing God's work. Now, speaking of short, emotional Jewish people, Rob, I believe you have a clip you'd like to play.
So, Sid tweeted this, or Chuck Blandick tweeted this.
Spoiler alert.
Earlier this week, and it's basically a video of a short New Yorker.
He's like an effeminate Danny DeVito kind of a
That's a good way to put
thing
it.
Yeah.
Going on.
And he's yelling at this amateur trumpet player who's just playing on the street.
Yeah.
Would that be an
And I think like we pick this up mid criticism of the trumpet player.
There we go.
Get out!
No, you go. I'm not going anywhere,
shithead.
Get
the fuck out of my
neighborhood.
Get out! So the little guy's yelling.
Yeah.
You suck. I've been playing
41
years. You suck. I'm a left-handed guitarist. You suck.
He's a left-handed guitarist.
No!
Can't fuck with that.
Jimi
Hendrix.
No! You go.
And Kurt Cobain, too.
From now on, whenever we do Trash It or Thrash It, instead of me giving my opinion, I'm just going to play this clip.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Please.
So, look, now he starts playing the trumpet, and the guy swings his bag.
I love
that's
how
the trumpet player.
I love how the guy just plays the trumpet right in the guy's face as a rebuttal to all this.
By the way, he is very bad at the trumpet, I have to tell you.
Yeah.
But how is he going to get better without some practice?
Yeah.
Practice in your house.
I love that the only audience for him is the guy criticizing it.
Yeah.
There's no one else around except the guy going, "Stop it! Stop it! No! You suck!"
Can you go back and put the... I want to try a mashup here with the trumpet playing.
Took a hell of a... Hold on, here we go.
Okay. The intro.
No!
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 Give him some accompaniment.
Here we go. Wow, that worked perfectly.
I thrash it.
Yeah.
I thrash it too. I mean, you're keeping time on everything.
Go to a studio with my heart.
Yeah. Go! It was studio!
Don't tell a piece of shit!
You
will close your eyes and tell you know that everybody who has
to
do
is
that. Get out!
When you first sent me this, like, I put it on and I was doing something else, so I just heard it. I swear I thought this was a woman.
Yeah,
me
well,
too.
Yeah, it's...
And then I looked at it. He's clearly a man.
It's
very...
like every bad New York Jew stereotype
yeah,
in
like
real
Mr.
life.
Yeah. It reminds me of growing up like in the like late 80s, early 90s, and these guys were just everywhere. Like now a lot of them have been like transplanted by hipsters and like you know a lot more Russian people don't even speak English or anything. But these guys are all around New York, like these
every,
old Jews.
Every Palestinian newspaper cartoonist feels vindicated because this guy exists. See, I'm not anti-Semitic. It's a thing. They're really like that.
This guy was in the guy who's in this video. They drew a caricature of him in the Palestinian Times. He's in a political cartoon representing all evil Jews.
Yeah. You just have a picture of him now. You don't even have to draw it.
You can't play trumpet.
I'm here 14 years. I've lived in this town my whole life. You're a disgrace.
Fine.
You suck.
You're a disgrace to people who play trumpet on the sidewalk for free.
Just picturing yelling at Shlomo singing Whitney Houston.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Does he act like this like in a bad movie or something? Does he stand up and scream at this like...
Who do you think you are, Adam Sandler?
He loves Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler's a prick! Jack and Jill, I spent $14 on that! I've lived there 14 years!
Anybody know who you are? Maybe everybody else wants to enjoy the peace and quiet. This is one of the most important places
says
in all
the
of
man
North America.
Screaming at the top of his lungs.
Who are you?
Esma Castle, fuck off!
You with no talent. You're no artist. An artist respects the silence that serves as the foundation of creativity. You obviously don't have the talent. You don't have enough respect for yourself or other people.
You are no Brendan Small.
In music, we're any other form of creativity. And I'm an NYU film school graduate.
Oh, well, then you know a lot about music.
Sucker. He just said sucker.
Play that back. The Academy of Arts University.
He said sucker.
Music, we're any other form of creativity. And I'm an NYU film school graduate.
That's good.
Sucker.
You see where that gets you. Yellow trumpet is in the street.
Sucker. And the NYU film school graduate. Sucker.
Can you dig that?
Sucker. The Academy of Art University, San Francisco.
Oh, my God.
You suck.
Just give his resume.
No talent.
He's went to three different art schools.
Practice.
I type 56 words per minute. And I have great organizational skills.
Right.
I'm a self-starter. I know Office. That includes Word, Excel, Outlook. I'm proficient in the Adobe Suite. Outside of work, I enjoy parasailing. References available upon request. I have great skills with the PC, but I'm just okay with Mac.
Rob, I know it must take a lot for you to actually say that. It's a lot of dedication.
Yeah,
Rob is a thespian. He is a man of... Broadway.
The second time you've
that's
called him a thespian.
That's got to be a drop off. You're kidding that he's not good at Mac.
Oh, that's got to be that's the most embarrassing drop in the history of Rob.
Spanky, get out of that.
God, wrong in this world. You are self-consumed, no talent, mediocre piece of shit. And I've earned my right to say it. Okay?
He has to be mentally ill.
I had 2,000 people with Bill Graham. In 1975, I walked Bob Dylan up on stage.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Who the fuck are you?
You walked the guy up on stage. Congratulations.
He shined his shoes.
I was an usher.
Yeah. This guy's fucking playing actual music badly, but he's doing something. You're just a hanger-on.
This man is obviously senile.
Never.
Just nuts.
How dare you? How dare you
play music?
You know what's funny? The first comment
is, "I'll get shit for this, but whatever." No surprise, he's a fucking New York Jew. Is that a yarmulke or a fucking bald spot?
It's a pink yarmulke.
And then he goes, "He's tiny. He looks like he fits in a microwave."
The Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oof.
The wow. Pillsbury Jew boy.
Great troll comment.
I gotta say, although I don't approve of the anti-Semitic sentiment and harsh language, he makes a good point. You wouldn't hear anyone say this but a Jew.
Says Darren about Hitler.
Listen, he threw a few people in ovens. What are you gonna do?
At least they weren't microwaves, right?
Imagine if he had that technology.
Oh my God.
Holocaust would have taken about 8 months.
And all the baked potatoes. It's delicious.
Imagine if they could mass produce lampshades back then. Like they can now.
Oh.
Sid, we'd be decorative furniture adornments.
Yeah. It's all right. It's more productive than what I do now.
No, well. It's one way to look at it.
You suck! All you do is work for that Clear Channel!
Rob, we need to get this guy to do like a King of Metal series where he criticizes metal videos. Or
no!
Dave Hill doing
no!
criticism.
Stop! Stop it!
He needs to criticize Dave Hill criticizing death metal and black metal videos.
Who do you think you are? I walked Venom on stage in 1983! What have you done? Do you know Wasp? I don't think so. I know Wasp. You are a Wasp.
Is there more?
Yeah, there's a little more. Hold on. No, he picked up his phone.
Shame on you. You cracked stupid little smile. You little pimp.
How's he a pimp?
No, pip.
Go learn to play.
I think he said pimp.
You're flat. You can't even carry a fucking note.
Now the music
I don't care if you're little, like, horn lip. It doesn't mean that you know how to play. You're flat.
This guy must feel like shit.
I'm trained contemporaneously,
Noah. Come on.
Ugh.
Yeah, he sounds so... He definitely hates his life.
He definitely hates his life.
newspaper headline.
Let's play this back. I heard Heeb.
Heeb hates life.
Heeb definitely hates his life. Oh, wow, I did say that.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm talking about the trumpeter, though. He must feel, like, miserable.
Oh, I don't know. If I was the trumpeter, I would be laughing my ass off.
This would actually be entertaining. I mean, he just stands there all day.
But, I mean, at first, I would be amused, but then he just keeps going on telling me what a fucking asshole I am. And it started getting to me. I wasn't even directed at me, and I was feeling bad.
Would you have hit him with your trumpet? Conk him upside the head?
Probably, yeah.
But thing is, like, if that guy wasn't there filming it, it's like you don't want your assault film.
That's true. But also, you don't want to break your trumpet. Who knows how much money that guy has?
It's not like he's doing anything great with it, clearly.
That's true. It might sound better.
You could do a public... Eliminate all the noise pollution by breaking... your trumpet over the head of the screaming guy, and then there's real silence until the ambulance comes.
Yeah, the trumpet playing was better than listening to that fucking Jew screeching.
Yeah.
Ugh.
No
way.
No! Ah! No! Play having a gala!
It does kind of look like a yarmulke, his bald spot.
All bald spots look like yarmulkes.
That's fair. Yarmulukes.
Yarmulukes.
All right. Wow, I can't believe we're only like the show's almost over now.
Nothing.
This he would have been okay with.
Yeah.
It's like the least scary ghost. Like if you hear this like on Halloween, like ooh, ooh. It's like, oh, I'm haunted by, like, I don't know.
Oh, let's get a call. Let's get this caller on the air. Wait, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, it gets a little saucy there.
Let me put it down here. Right! You are everything that's gone wrong in this world. You are self-consumed, no talent, mediocre piece of shit.
All right.
Rob was laughing hard. We couldn't get him to play the fucking trumpet thing again.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
It was sounded,
later at you.
That's all right. The sound of Shlomo just got... He's like a cantor. He's like in the shul. Like he hears a totally different song in his one ear.
It's like he's getting a good foot massage. Oh, that's the spot.
Okay, let's take this caller. It's been waiting for a while. 847, you're on the Mental Injection live cast.
Hello.
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 Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Not much. I actually called in earlier to talk to you guys, but you had Brendan on the line.
Brendan, but yeah, go ahead. Do you have a question?
Yeah. Well, actually, no. Two things. You know how you guys are talking about that ghost burger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I actually
just tried it today, and it was absolutely delicious.
Really? Good. Now, did you take the wafer off?
Did you take it apart, or did you have it all?
No, I had it all. Like, they don't let you substitute or anything, so I just kept it all on. And honestly, I didn't even taste the wafer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, is if I was eating that, I would pull the wafer off and eat it as, like, a little dessert or something.
Yeah, and then we learned that wafers have no flavor.
Right. I didn't know that, being a Jew.
Yeah, I thought it was sweet.
Mm-hmm. No, it was, like, I was thin enough that it got soggy and mixed with the rest of the burger. And also, I had a dream last night, and all you guys were in it.
Oh, all right. Exciting.
Let's hear this. What happened?
All right. Well, I was just listening to the live cast, and for some reason you guys were observing Ramadan, and you took, like, a music break based on, like, breaking the fast. So you guys described all the food you were eating. So, like, eating kebabs and shit like that, and, like, Noah's just like, oh, yeah, Sid, you're going to really love this kebab, blah, blah, blah.
Sounds about right.
Can I just say that, I mean, if in an alternate universe where we are Muslim, that's exactly what the show would sound like.
Pretty much. And then I was watching, like, SportsCenter, like, in the dream. And for some reason, my mental image of Darren from when I started listening to the show stuck with. So, like, on the SportsCenter screen, it said, like, Darren Delgado, but it showed, like, the fat ass from Pawn Stars instead of Darren.
That's not too far off. Oh.
No, don't worry. I know you don't look like that.
That's okay. I'm not offended at all. I'm glad you're dreaming about me.
That's wonderful. Oh, this is great. Like we need to start a series of live cast dreams now. There's so many of people calling in with
you,
like,
know
weird.
It so well. I mean, that dream is.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been listening for, like, what, 5 years?
Wow. Yeah, that's well, our 5-year anniversary is coming up in a month, and I don't even still know what we're doing yet.
That should be the video episode.
Rob.
Robert? It's actually December 20th, I want to say. Yeah, it's the fifth anniversary.
Okay, I'll be in town.
I think that's when we did episode zero, is the 20th.
Mm-hmm. Mm, wow.
How long ago?
Haley, it was 5 years already. I remember, like, taking the train with Noah to the equipment store.
Oh,
B&H? To B&H. To, like,
speaking of Weird Jews.
Weird Jews, yeah. It's like it's an audio-video store run by Hasidic Jews, employed almost exclusively by Hasidic Jews, and they have these
like Santa's workshop.
Yeah, they have this weird Jews. Bureaucratic system. You have to go on one line to pay, one line to claim your items. You're never actually holding the items because they don't want people to steal them.
Yeah.
So it's very specific. But yeah, I remember.
Shut up!
I remember.
You suck, you mediocre piece of shit. You've never done a show. You don't know what it's like.
But you want to tell us to stop?
Fuck you!
Yeah, but I remember us being like really excited, like, oh, I can't believe we're going to start doing a podcast. And here we are 5 years later.
Stuck
like,
to it.
Like it ain't no thing. Makes me wonder what we'll be like in another 5 years. When we're like, wow, remember 5 years ago when
we'll
were
be dead by then, don't worry.
Oh, cool. All right, I guess I should start spending all my money then. Oh, I'm done.
New Metal suggests that we celebrate with a 24-hour marathon video webcast.
Yeah. What?
So you said December 20th?
I think so.
The 22nd is a Sunday, December 22nd.
Yeah, but it's 5 years, so it wouldn't have been a Sunday.
I'm not going to be here for that episode, goddammit.
Really?
I'm going to be on a plane to New Mexico.
Rebook it.
Fuck. Well, we can celebrate.
We can celebrate the week
episode one. No, episode one would be the next week.
Okay, I'll be here for that. Okay,
we'll make it work.
Yes, mm-hmm. I want to be here for the video episode.
They want us to do it.
Out or something.
They want us to do a 24-hour webcast chat.
24 hours might be pushing it, but yeah. I could be okay with doing a long show.
I would. Sure, we should, but something. See, we're getting it together too late. I'm saying if we want to do, we should do that one day for some other occasion, but plan it, get like a bunch of guests that could, some time when a fest is going on or something, and they could come in one after another and just sit with us, you know, and we'll do a long video thing.
Rob. There's no fests in December. Nobody
no, but I'm saying it doesn't have to be for our anniversary.
But the ability to get them all to come here.
No, I understand.
In specific time slots,
well, we
I feel
would
like
go
that
there.
We would go set up somewhere and do a remote, I guess.
Easier said than done, that's for sure.
No, I understand.
December 12, 2008 was episode zero.
Oh, it was. I'm sorry. Okay. So the first episode was the 20th? Why am I thinking of the 20th?
Well, it would be the 19th, I'm assuming. It's the 12th. Wow, that's crazy.
What?
Just that it was 2008? Yeah, like 2008 is... 5 years ago.
Yeah, flew by.
Where is the little boy I carried?
Rob likes carrying little boys.
Where is the little girl I fed?
What?
I don't know. I don't remember the song. Oh, okay. What is this, like a loud version of Sunrise Sunset?
Yes. This is the first one I clicked on. I could just find the real one.
Oh, this is awful.
Yeah, well, the original song's awful. This is worse.
It's amazing, the original. Stop it.
Let's see. Here's Terry Como singing it.
No.
Yay. Let's just get to it.
I'm cringing right now.
So awful. This is from Fiddler on the Roof, by the way. We've talked about this show more than is humanly feasible on this show.
Necessary.
Yeah.
So little yet I you gotta fast forward more. There's
there we go.
I don't remember growing older.
I don't remember growing older.
It's because you have Alzheimer's.
You piece of shit. I went to NYU. You think you can sing this song? Fuck you. When did
she get to be a beauty? She didn't get to be a beauty. She looks like a fucking tank. When did he grow to be
so tall? I'm going to fuck you up on stage. Who the fuck are you? I'm the greatest guest in 1966. Who the fuck are you?
I made the sandwich that Mama Cass choked on. What have you done?
I walked the guy on stage. Thank
well, what is that
ride.
Like? Hey, buddy, could you walk me on stage? It would mean a lot to me. Like, what does that mean? Like,
nothing,
Bob Dylan,
yeah,
like,
nothing.
Personally asked, like,
David Bowie and Mick Jagger on the train on me. What are you doing at that time?
Paul McCartney used me as his personal toilet. What the fuck are you? Let's wrap this up. Next week, we have another great guest lined up. It's Rhody Walker from Protest the Hero. 2 days before his new album is being released. He's going to be giving us a little call saying, hey, what's up, Rob? What's up, Noah? He's not going to say hello to Sid and Darren, though.
Okay, that's fine.
Anti-Semite.
Maybe Darren. Why not? I mean, why not Darren?
Why me and not Sid?
Well, Sid is mean. Sid doesn't care. Sid is going to be call screening.
Oh, God.
Sid's going to be yelling like the Jew from the video.
Yeah. And you're assuming we're going to have enough calls to screen.
Protest the hero! Well, I protest the zero!
Oh.
You fucker!
Oh, God. It's so
I feel
grating.
Like when I lived in the old neighborhood where you live... Now, Darren, there were so many of that guy.
That's the standard voice there.
Yeah.
That's like what everybody sounds like.
Yeah.
It's the chorus.
Give me the creep.
I'm going to read a few of these before we get out of here.
I wonder what that guy's opinion of J2 pizza is.
Oh.
It's delicious. It's a wonderful thing. I know pizza. I want Papa John on stage. 1973. I got Barbara some J2. She loved it.
I love Barbara.
What Super Nintendo Traumas, what makes this live cast different from all other live casts? And he also says, my second cousin was a guitar tech for Simon and Garfunkel. Kasperger said, the Velvet Underground once used me as a butt plug.
Uh-huh. I can see that.
Good. Well, that's that.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye, Rob.
Bye. What? Where am I going?
You're going home.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep, so that's all for us. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Brendan Small. Thank you to...
Brandon Small.
Yeah, thank you.
Brandon Smalls. Baby, baby. Mm-hmm. And December 19th was actually the episode one. That's what you were thinking.
I got it. Thank you.
So that's all for us.
Okay.
Go back and listen to 5 years of archives as we hit the road, the countdown to our five-year anniversary.
What are you, Wolfman Jack?
Yeah, baby. I'm on NBC, WNBC.
You sound like Pharrell, actually.
Red Talk Sports today. Red Talk Sports.
Is he on XM? Serious?
Not anymore.
Oh, okay.
That guy was weird.
Yeah. Well, would he touch you or something?
No.
What? Oh. Hover hand?
No. Nothing.
Okay. Why is he weird?
He's just like
a very
strange
man. His personality on the air is weird?
All right. Yeah.
He's like a stoner Chris Russo.
Yeah, I thought you had some interaction with him. That's why he was weird. It's just the air personality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you ever sit on Pharrell's bench?
I don't know what that is. No.
She doesn't want to burn any bridges in the industry.
His show is called Pharrell on the Bench, so I thought maybe he'd let you sit on the bench.
Oh. I sat on his bench, baby. CBS FM.
Okay, can we just have Shlomo sing us out?
Well, actually, I was trying to coordinate something.
Oh, okay.
Doing that, but let's see if this works.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way.
Of course.
So I'll go.
Well, I think
but
so.
I know I'll think of you every step of
what?
The way.
Ah!
And I,
oh yeah,
will love you.
Oh, yeah.
I just find it odd that of the two of these, that Whitney Houston is the one that's dead. That's so weird to me, that's all.
I think so.
My darling, you.
Of course.
Bittersweet. Memory. That is all I'm taking with me.
Pew, pew, pew.
So goodbye. Please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need.
First of all, I am hearing impaired in one ear. I was born and raised in Brooklyn.
Every step of life, I know.